from our lens, we look at the operation and make decisions just based on finances, generally speaking. And the finances of the convention center operation have not been good over the last several years, requiring subsidy, you know, six-figure subsidies from the general fund on an annual basis for the last several years. So, you know, in hearing that the Dayton Convention Center is important to the community, and you know it's said to be a community asset. We wanted to hear from the community, and particularly the business community here in Dayton, to really get them into the weeds of the numbers as we know them, so that we can make an informed decision for the community as we look forward for the convention center.
All right, you've got some, what I think is some pretty heavy hitters as far as the members who will make up this task force and the organizations that are very involved in development with downtown Dayton. Can you speak a little bit about the time and effort to name these members of the task force?
Yes, the city manager's office suggested to Commissioner Shaw and Mr. Parker from the chamber. We suggested a list of names. They supplemented to that list some additional names. But really, the goal for all of us was to come up with exactly what you said, a list of proven performers, vested interest individuals to really thoughtfully, independently, and with as much information as we can provide them, make a very well-informed decision or suggestion, I should say.
Time frame that you expect this task force to operate on, when would you like to see maybe the first recommendations come through?
Well, we have a general timeline, but this task force will work independently. We will, of course, from the city side, provide some necessary information as they move along. But their timeline is entirely up to them. Their frequency of meetings is entirely up to them. And I believe that they'll meet as much as is necessary, as they deem necessary. I understand that the first meeting is in the middle of January. And, you know, we'll begin with a very broad overview of the project, or, you know, what the hope of the expectation might be, up to and including a see-the-bones kind of tour of the facility.
So the future of the Dayton Convention Center, this seems like kind of an open-ended thing. Could the function of the convention center be similar to how it operates today, or could it be completely different?
Well, really all options are on the table at this point, and if the committee or the task force determines that it's in the community's best interest to invest a significant amount of money in the venue, you know, we would be looking to the task force to bring along some suggestions for alternative revenue, because currently, we simply don't have $20, $30 million to invest in the building.
Can you explain what might happen or how the Visitors Bureau might function if there are drastic changes to the convention center's operations?
Well, I know that we have a very strong relationship with the Convention and Visitors Bureau in terms of recruiting events and or sporting events, conventions, what have you, to the facility and to the Miami Valley. But I can't speak to, you know, not knowing what the outcome is. You know, is it a different use of the facility than a traditional convention center? You know, maybe it would impact them differently. Maybe they would do their role differently. But certainly if it would close, I would imagine that there would be a significant impact for the CVB.
Joe Parlatt, Deputy City Manager for the City of Dayton, thanks for your time and the information today.
Thank you very much.